Everybody remembers John Kerry. Well, it looks like the Boston Herald Truth Squad has made a surprise inspection of his $7 million yacht, the Isabel, and it's docked in Newport, Rhode Island, a stranger location, seeing it's the place that landed John Kerry in hot water 2 summers ago. That's when the Herald reported that the Massachusetts Democrat was avoiding the six-figure sales tax bill by keeping the luxury yacht in Rhode Island rather than Massachusetts. The senior senator sustained a bunch of political damage and eventually paid up. Kerry's office told the Truth Squad last week that the Isabel is still registered in Nantucket and was apparently just making a stopover in Newport. Stem of the Isabel now bears the name of its home port, Nantucket, but it's barely visible. A few bicycles were on deck, and there was no sign of his wife, Teresa, or John Kerry himself. But when the Boston Herald called the Nantucket tax collector's office last week, there was no record of any bills or payments in Kerry's name. A spokesman for Kerry said the senator's accountant had repeatedly tried to get the tax bill from Nantucket but couldn't get a response. Taxes amounting roughly $100 were finally paid last December, according to Kerry's office. So it looks like the senator has paid his bill and once again can sail his multi-million-dollar yacht around and make everybody feel much better, including himself, about him. That is, if you're a fan of John Kerry, and I'm not. Ketchup aside, I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.